this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for the third episode of season two of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
Wow, I cannot believe we are going into November. This year has flown by. There's been so many fun and exciting things, but now my favorite time, all the pumpkins, all the season of giving, Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays. How about you, Liz?
Same. I absolutely love November. My birthday is in November, so I kind of have to love the month. But it's a little bit of that, like, ending of fall and coming into winter. And it's just, there's something about it, especially in the retail world, too. It's just that fun, exciting time of really get your shopping done.
Yeah, because from a little bit before Thanksgiving all the way up until Christmas, everything's just magical. Mm-hmm. People are excited. There's that fun vibe. And I love the clothes that come out in November, even earlier, all the cozy stuff.
Me too. And even talking about November, this year we're doing a restaurant week. So the Ada Business Association and Discover Ada have partnered to bring the first Ada Village Restaurant Week, which will be November 1st through 8th. We have almost all of the restaurants participating. It is going to be such a fun week. Come out, support your local restaurants. There's going to be a ton of like special dishes. We're going to be announcing them soon, so definitely keep up with us.
Yes, and I am looking forward to trying all of those specialty dishes.
Me too. I mean, you have a full week, so you have to hit up one every day, right?
Of course.
All right, should we jump into who we're going to introduce?
Aligning with Restaurant Week, we are so excited to be interviewing Chef Paul Berglund, who has been at the stove for the better part of the last two decades and has opened his first restaurant in Ada, Michigan, where he lives with his wife, Tia, and two sons, Henry, a fur baby, and Rumi, a human. That restaurant is Mirth. If you have not tried it, you don't know what you're missing. Paul grew up in the Midwest and graduated from the University of Michigan before serving in the U.S. Navy. He has been cooking ever since, most notably as the executive chef of The Bachelor Farmer in Minneapolis, where he helped chart the city's culinary rise to national prominence and was awarded the 2016 James Beard Award for the Best Chef in the Midwest. Though his career path has taken him away from pizza and pasta in recent years, they are the first foods he mastered as a young chef and the ones he has been dreaming about ever since. He can't wait to fire up the wood oven and get back to the foods he loves most.
All right, we are super excited to have Paul with us today. Paul, the hardest question we're going to ask you all day is to tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Mirth.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on. My name is Paul Berglund, owner of Mirth, resident of Ada for, I guess, since we moved here in 2020, so for 4 years. I'm a native St. Louisan. I grew up in Missouri. Went to college at the U of M here, University of Michigan. Yeah. Was in the Navy for 4 years after graduating from college. Started my cooking career in Oakland, California after I got out of the Navy.
Were you stationed in California then?
In the Navy? I wasn't. I was. Oh, okay. My first tour was in Japan.
Interesting.
I was stationed in Yokosuka, Japan. My second tour was in Everett, Washington, which is where Boeing is. It's about 45 minutes north of Seattle. So okay. I lived in Seattle, lived in Yokohama when I was in Japan. Let's see. So got out of the Navy, moved to Oakland, California. The San Francisco Bay Area was at the time, and it still is, one of the most interesting food destinations in our country, and I figured that was a good place to learn. And I was at one restaurant there for 7 years. It was called Olivetto. It's an Italian it closed recently, but it was an Italian restaurant, and that's where I kind of cut my teeth in the restaurant world. It's also where I learned how to make pizza and pasta and all sorts of delicious Italian food. I then moved to Minneapolis after 7 years in California, and I was the opening executive chef for a restaurant there called The Bachelor Farmer. We were a Nordic inspired kind of contemporary American restaurant. That was a lot of fun. I was there for 7 years. In Minnesota, I met my wife, Tia Chakraborty, and she was in physician residency and fellowship about 80 miles south of the Twin Cities in Rochester, Minnesota. So I eventually spent the last year of my time in Minnesota down in Rochester with her. And then 2020 came around and we moved here.
So you moved during COVID?
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, we moved June of 2020. Wow. And it was, everyone has their COVID experiences. Mine I was doing a short-term pop-up restaurant in Rochester while Tia was finishing her fellowship, and that pop-up restaurant had to switch to takeout pizza, and it was that switch that I made during COVID that actually planted the seed for pizza for Mirth.
Okay.
This was not going to be a pasta and pizza restaurant. It was really going to be like kind of an Italian pasta, meat and seafood sort of themed restaurant. But I saw the power of pizza. I saw, you know, how important pizza is in people's lives. And I started to get really excited about making it. And that's when Mirth really kind of formed in my mind in a more concrete way in the iteration that it's in now.
And I was really excited when I saw that it was going to be wood-fired pizzas because that's my favorite type of pizza.
I love it. Yeah, yeah, I love all sorts of pizza. I'm a closet frozen pizza.
What?
No kidding.
Yeah, I have a couple in my freezer at home right now.
Okay, so what do you think is the best frozen pizza?
Honestly, I'll take... So there are some that I don't like, but I'll take a few different brands. But what I do is I top them with my own toppings. So, I'll take a cheese pizza from, Home Run Inn or... what's that? DiGiorno.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll put whatever I want to put on. Usually it's vegetables, but I soup it up and then I bake it.
That is great.
Yeah.
So was it opening Mirth that brought you to Ada or?
It was Tia's job. She's a physician at Corwell. She was raised in Midland, which is a couple hours away from here. Yeah. And her folks still live there. And so when this job was on the horizon or a possibility for her, it made a lot of sense for us to be moving back to Michigan to be closer to family. It was a really enticing role at Spectrum, which is now Corwell. And so, yeah, so we moved here for her job, and she's now, she's doing... great, knocking it out of the park in the neuro ICU at Corwell Health.
Amazing. And she is so sweet. The other day I was moving mums, and I literally had dirt all over the front of me. And she's like, do you want me to help? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, no, 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 no. You do not need to help me move mums, but thank you. She was so sweet, so sweet.
Well, that's great to hear. Yeah. I'm not surprised, but that's really nice to hear.
So where does the name Mirth come from?
So Mirth... spelled with an I is actually an English word. It's not a common English word, but it means jovial laughter. So if you close your eyes and imagine a restaurant filled with people and they're laughing and having a great time, that's Mirth to me. And when you just change the I to a Y, it actually refers to... RTH are the initials for my family members. So it's Rumi, Tia, and Henry the dog. Rumi is our son. I've already introduced Tia in the conversation and Henry.
Yeah.
Henry's our dog.
Oh, I love that.
That is great. Yeah. I love when names have such special meaning like that. So
yeah. So it helps me remember what I'm doing everything for.
Yeah. Yes. Can you talk a little bit about your fish pasta? I know from what I have heard in the grapevine of Ada is you have made this pasta for your family, and it is now one of like the most popular dishes at Mirth. Is that true?
Oh, wow. That's cool that you've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows everybody and everything in Ada, let me tell you.
I started making this pasta at home for Tia long before we opened Mirth. And so it's very simply, it's like a Lake Superior whitefish. It's spicy. It's got some serrano chilies in it, dill. And actually, the secret ingredient is a little Vietnamese fish sauce. There's an Italian parallel to Southeast Asian fish sauce called Colatura di Alici. So I actually had a bit of a head start with the dish, conceptualizing it as a pasta. But I love this fish sauce and it's delicious in it. And so, yeah, when I was opening Mirth, or when we were opening Mirth, it's just an odd tasting but delicious dish. And so it's most of our pastas are very traditionally Italian in their origins. And what I love about this one is that it is outside of the box, but in a real surprising, delightful way. And so I'm real happy that we just brought it back to the menu last week after a bit of a hiatus. It's been on the menu for most of the time since we've opened, and it's the one dish that when it's off the menu, when I'm at tables talking with guests, people get upset at me about.
It honestly is my favorite dish. It really is at Mirth.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, cool.
It is one of my favorite dishes. It's kind of like a little bit with like, have you heard the story of the Mountie at Mudpenny?
Yes.
Yeah. So your whitefish pasta is the Mountie.
Yeah.
Cool.
So don't get rid of it anymore.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, because the same thing. They took theirs off the menu and everyone demanded it was back. And the next time I come to Mirth, that's what I'm ordering because I always get pizza. But now I know.
It is hands down delicious.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you really take a fresh seasonal approach to your menu. Do you want to expand on that a little bit about changing the menu to suit the seasons? And
sure. So I've been, I guess, as a chef working with the seasons for, my whole career. It really started out as a foundational way I evolved as a cook in California. And then I was really passionate about the seasons in Minnesota when I was a chef there. And I just, in my life, I have not been, except for when I grew up, I have not been anchored in a location for more than 7 years. This is probably going to be, a longer stretch, I would imagine. I imagine we're, staying put here in West Michigan. But I always connect with the places that I live through the seasons, and especially through the seasons as they come across in the food. West Michigan is a really dynamic place if you're a food lover. And I think we're still finding our voice as a kind of a still pretty new restaurant in terms of how we express the seasons through the food. But I think we've made a good start to it. Our pizzas, for example, we have a couple of ones that are very familiar to anyone who's ever had pizza before, like a spicy cheese pizza and a pepperoni pizza. And then we use pizza, wood-fired pizza, to kind of talk about the seasons, whether it's, you know, cabbage right now. We have a cabbage and sausage pizza, or during the summer, you know, it's zucchini or peppers. So I've always enjoyed thinking about, you know, food through the perspective of like the micro season that you're in right now. And I think as we evolve as a restaurant, we're just going to be more and more responsive to the food that just starts coming out of the ground.
How do you develop those dishes, those different pizzas, those seasons? Do you develop them, or is it kind of like a trial and error? Like, let's put some things on a pizza and see how they go.
Well, there have always been more people than me involved in creating our menu. I create the majority of the food that we serve at Mirth, but there's different pizzas and pastas that that some of our chefs and cooks contribute to as well. I guess I get my inspiration a lot of different ways. It might be the right season to start thinking about fall, for example. That's the season we're in right now. And what's different about, you know, fall from where we were 2 or 3 weeks ago when it was 80 degrees, you know? And so it's cool. What people want when it's cool is comforting food. And so, you know, like today we're going to put like a raclette and mortadella pizza on the menu. Ooh. Raclette is that melty cheese. Yeah. And mortadella is like a really fancy bologna. We use, we work with Leelanau Cheese Company from Sutton's Bay up north. They do this just exquisite raclette cheese, and we work with a really great salami maker for our mortadella, and just it's real simple ingredients, and it's just treated, you know, very simply, and it's lovely.
Oh, it sounds delicious. I don't have dinner plans. I may now. So you're in the restaurant industry. Kim and I obviously have never been in the restaurant industry, but we probably have listeners that have been. So what have been some of your like highest points and some of the challenges that you've encountered running a business and running a restaurant?
Well, there's been a lot of high points in my career. I'm really blessed to be able to say that. Starting way back when, at the beginning part of my career, I was just like, I always had my eyes wide open, because I was just, you know, when you're starting out in a field, you're almost like an infant, where you're just like absorbing so many things all at once. And being in the Bay Area was just just an amazing place to grow as a cook. And when I was in Minneapolis, by far the most rewarding part of you know, working at the Bachelor Farmer was the just great team of chefs that I got to work with. We were a really, really tight-knit group, and we all grew in, you know, some really significant ways. And there's now a lot of people from that kitchen that are, you know, running their own kitchens. And that's really one of the most rewarding things to see, is that these people that I got a chance to work with for, you know, years have evolved and grown and become really terrific chefs running, you know, teaching the next generation.
Yeah.
Here in at Mirth, I think we've, you know, anyone who's been a restaurant owner for a year and a half, you know, opening their first restaurant, and tells you everything has been, you know, smooth sailing is not telling you the whole picture.
Of course. Yeah.
Opening a opening any business, I would imagine, is a, you know, that first year is grueling. And what has really made all the difference for me here is just the team that I work with and that helps run that restaurant. It, you know, from the managers to the cooks and the servers and bartenders, just watching, like, one great example, just last week, every season we changed the bar menu, the cocktail menu, and last week was our fall cocktail tasting. And it's always, for me, a bit overwhelming. All the bartenders had prepared like 15 cocktails or something like that. And then I saw one, and then all of a sudden I saw like five, and then there was 10, and was like 15 right in front of me. And in the past, those have been really great experiences with a lot of, you know, delicious cocktails. But like, I just tasted so many very refined and thoughtfully presented drinks that I was just like blown away by this collaboration that these, you know, four bartenders and, you know, our managers demonstrated there. And so that menu is on the menu now, and I'm just like thrilled. I had nothing to do with it except tasting and offering a couple of small critiques.
It's amazing.
It was really special.
It's fun to see that growth in employees and to see them so engaged that they want to, you know, do better and create better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very fun. Was it in Minneapolis when you won the James Beard Award?
It was, yeah, at that restaurant, the Bachelor Farmer.
Okay, that's a big deal.
It was a really special, you know, experience. And it has been really, you know, it's been impactful in my career. It sent me on a different kind of a different trajectory, and I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a big deal.
I'm less impressed.
Yeah. I mean, every time it's actually funny. When we talk about mirth, we're always like, yeah, Paul's a James Beard award-winning chef. They're like, what? It's a thing. It's very cool. It's something to be very proud of. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's, I mean, those awards should be really awarded to the restaurants. I know that they're, you know, there's a reason why they're chef awards, but they are really genuinely awards that the entire team earned. And so I talked about those chefs that I got to work with. I mean, just like powerhouse people that, you know, they really know their jobs and just did those jobs in an amazing way. And it was a very gratifying experience to get that award. And almost never think about it now unless somebody mentions it, because you know there's a saying in our industry that you're only as good as the last meal that you cooked, and I sort of abide by that. It's sort of in my ethos. Every day is like a new set of guests to either impress or not. So you gotta just keep hustling.
Right, yes. Exactly. Well, this has been a wonderful. And how can people stay connected to you, to Mirth? What's the best way to stay connected?
Well, the best way is to come in and say hello and, you know, have a meal.
Yes.
We're open 7 days a week for dinner. We open, you know, Monday through Friday, we open at 3, giving people a chance to, you know, have a post work drink or bite to eat. And you can find us on the web at mirthada.com. That's MYRTHADA com. Those are good ways to track us down.
Yeah, definitely. Perfect. Stop in, though. If you guys have not visited Mirth yet, you need to. It is, like you said, it is an atmosphere that you walk in and you feel happy. Like, the colors and the vibe of everybody is very uplifting.
So it's nice. It is. And with the holidays coming up, you do take reservations. We want to get that out there. And then you do have that room that people can reserve if they have a little larger group.
That's correct? Right. Yeah, I think we can comfortably seat up to 24. We have I guess you'd describe it as like a semi-private dining room where we have drapes that that sort of cordon it off from the rest of the dining room. People can continue to rent out the whole space, or I shouldn't say, it's not really renting, but you know, you can celebrate an event or have some sort of like work event at our place. We can talk through the details of that if people are interested. Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways to access Mirth.
No, this Excellent. Is great, Paul. Thank yes. you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks and, to both of you.
Come out and visit Mirth for Restaurant Week in Ada Village.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
All right, Kim, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right, for number one, Ada Restaurant Week. Yes, we're going to touch on this again because it is such a cool thing and it is our first one ever. We really want to support the restaurants that we have down in Ada.
And it's a great way to kick off the month of November as you're going into the holiday season. Check out those restaurants and pick out where you want to schedule some of your special holiday meals.
Exactly. November 1st through the 8th.
All right. Also on our list is Tinsel Treats and Trolleys. It is December 6th this year, the first Friday in December. It starts off at 5:30 with the bridge lighting at the historic Ada Bridge. And from there, we have trolleys running throughout the village. Please follow us on Facebook. Check out the event. We're adding live reindeer this year, and all the fun things will be back. Story time with Mrs. Claus, the sled dogs at the library, Santa's Village, all the good stuff.
It is such a fun event, and it is so kid-driven and just like holiday spirit. I love it.
Yes.
All right, number three, window competition. So all the businesses in Ada do a window competition, and you can scan the QR code. You can vote for them. This starts December 1st. Whatever window wins, there will be a $500 gift card bought from that business, and it will be given to one of the voters. So definitely get your vote in starting to December 1st, and definitely check out the holiday windows.
This is one of my favorite things going on in December. I love walking through the village and just seeing all the pretty windows and strolling and looking at them, and then continuing on to the Festival of Trees.
Exactly.
All right, number four, Santa Parade. That will be happening on December 7th at 10 a.m. For more information about that, you can check out the Ada Fire Department's Facebook page, but Santa will be there as always. It's a great way to kick off the holiday season. It's the morning after Tinsel Treats and Trolleys, and it just continues the fun.
It's almost like Santa's just going to have to spend the night. I mean, December 6th to December 7th.
Yes, spends
Maybe
the weekend
the hotel. All right, number five, Women's Night. So December 14th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is one of our favorite women's nights. It's the holiday women's night. This is get your last minute shopping done for yourself, for your friends, for your family. We are doing a fun little addition this year. We are doing a wish list. So go into the participating businesses, fill out a wish list and an email. We will send that wish list to that email, and whoever receives that email can come by on your wish list. So this is a great day or a great way to get what you want for Christmas.
I love this wish list idea.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. So we hope you guys all love it too. This is, you know, again, a first time thing. So let's give it a whirl.
Perfect. All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
And as always, thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.